Well, Michael, looking ahead to the weekend, double bill of both hurling and football for Derry tomorrow in Celtic Park. We'll look at the football first. All eyes, I suppose, on Derry now, down in Division 3. What's the mood?
I suppose that the main emotion is that Derry were so close to staying up last year. I suppose you have to sort of rewind the clock back as well. You know, seconds away from staying up, despite, you know, having to play a lot of games without, you know, there's a lot talked about the Slaughtneil boys, but in particular the fact that three of your first choice six defenders would be unavailable. You know, and today's game, with matchups so important, you know, that was massive for Derry last year, and they nearly stayed up. You know, and the tricky situation, Tom, is that it's the same thing again. You know, but going into tomorrow's game at home under a new management team, you know, it's exciting times for Derry as well. Damien McAleen has played at Celtic Park twice this year and won both games. You know, Celtic Park used to be a fortress in its day where Derry were never really beaten. So, you know, if Derry could get a win against Westmeath tomorrow, that continues that ball rolling. Hmm. And, you know, it gives you a real lift going into the season. So, yeah. But at the same time, you know, Westmeath's tough opponents. Hmm. You
know. Is there an expectation that they will go back up to Division 2, given that they were so close to surviving last year?
You know, that's what most people think. Like, you know, you think you do have the tools to go back up again, but the panel is actually so young. You know, you're probably going to have to spend a few games finding your feet, really. And with Westmeath up first, you know, it's a tough ask. And then you've also got Armagh and Fermanagh in that division as well. So I think, to the nature of eight-team leagues, they are so competitive. You know, two wins. You know, if they pick up one tomorrow and then go to Longford next week and pick up one, all of a sudden you're in the promotion race. The other side of the coin is, if you lose your first home game and then you're away to Longford, you know, a team that they, you know, so have always struggled with, you know, then you're into a tough league campaign. So as much as, you know, the club situation has really lifted the county, because the crossover in the season, you know, you're without a lot of your players. And I always remember Aaron Kiernan talking about it, that he missed a lot of his county football because Cross were doing well, you know. And I think it's got to the stage where the seasons have to actually split to give counties a chance, because, like, Larry under-21s are involved, which takes a couple of players out of Colin McGurk's hurling squad, you know, and then you have universities. And at this time of the year, Tom, counties are nearly away down the pecking order.
Yeah. Well, it's the same old story, as you said, in terms of non-availability again of players. And obviously, without Chrissy and Carl McCaig, Brendan Rogers, Paul McNeil, Pádraig Cassidy and Shane McGuigan from Slaughtneil, you know, most of them will be starting and playing and big men. So it is an advantage. Do you expect that Damien will, obviously, he did in his couple of games he's played so far in the McKenna Cup, gone for a very youthful squad? Would he go for a youthful team tomorrow?
He has. You know, he's run for a youthful team. And, like, the first squad that he selected, there was 22 players. You know, and 11 of them he had coached at minor level. You know, he had managed at minor level. So, you know, and then tomorrow, you know, I think he's got under 20s in the panel as well. So it is quite young. He's sort of been forced into it, but at the same time, he has managed them. He knows their capabilities, and they know him. And I suppose there's that natural bond there where they know the management team. Like, it's pretty much the same management team. So,
who of the experienced players are back in for tomorrow?
Well, he started with Mark Lynch and James Keith on the bench tomorrow. And then, you know, back from the universities has come Emmett Bradley and Kevin Johnson from the Givens back in the side after a spell away. I spoke to Conor McAtamney during the week, and it is a very young team. Like, he turns 24 in April, and he's one of the older guys on the team for tomorrow's game. You know, so that sort of gives you an indication of the youth. But I think whenever Damien was appointed, there were a lot of people had said, well, it's a natural progression after so much minor success. But the danger is that there's a lot expected too early. like Conor McAtamney, when I spoke to him, he said, you know, it was really tough coming in as a minor. Like, he came in as a minor under Brian McIver, literally in his first season. You know, he found it, it took him a couple of years really to bed in. So that's, you know, that's the situation they find themselves in. But with a full hand to pick from, you know, they definitely get promoted out of that league. But going in with such a young team, it's going to be a tough division. But if Derry can get a win or something out of tomorrow's game, it's such a confidence booster.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, I know it's only the McKenna Cup, but you know, Derry won their first two games at Celtic Park, and if they could try and build up some sort of a home, you know, momentum,
yeah,
you know, that's a foundation for you.
Yeah. Moving on, the curtain raiser tomorrow is Derry and Down in the Hurling League Division 2B, and I suppose Derry under Colin McGurk had a very disappointing league campaign last year and then turned it around big time in the Championship and won the Nicky Rackard. How are things going for them this year, pre-season?
Well, they didn't enter the pre-season Conor McGurk Cup. Colin felt that just with university players unavailable to him, the Slantneil players unavailable, and he says, you know, you're going to be playing Armagh Down in the league and in the Nicky Rackard, you know, you're going to be meeting those same teams. He felt it just wasn't, you know, it wouldn't have done him any good really. But he, as you said, Tom, last season their league form was disappointing and they built it up again, but it's nearly like two seasons in one where the league, you have so many players unavailable to you. Like, for example, tomorrow, just to throw numbers at you, out of Nicky Rackard panel of 36 last year, 27 of them are unavailable tomorrow for one reason or another. I think there's 14 involved with Slantneil. Cian Waldron's involved with Coola. And then there's 12 players that haven't committed. You know, Rory Convery has retired and, you know, the Hemphys haven't committed, you know. And those, Sean McCullough, goalkeeper Darrell McDermott, those are really experienced players. And when I spoke to Darren McCluskey, you know, he's 27 and he finds himself as one of the oldest players on the panel. But he has made no bones about it. He is targeting the Christy Ring Cup. You know, he'd said that. And like last year, Colley had put out the stall that, right, we need to win this Nicky Rackard Cup and get Derry back up a level. But the thing about it is, it won't be really until May time until they get their full squad available. And probably between now and then, I would say the main priority is, you know, there's John Mullen, Oran McKeever, Seamus Higgins from the Kevin Lynch's club, you know, new blood, Dara Carton from Banagher, who has been their top scorer for this past couple of seasons and has got under-21 experience under his belt. It's those guys coming in, you know, and getting them up to speed to be ready for the Christy Ring Cup. But at the same time, they have to pick up points early in this league because Wicklow away is their last game and it's not an easy place to go.
Yeah.
So it's making sure you get the points picked up. But
whatever about getting out of the division, you certainly don't want to drop down another one.
You definitely don't. But from speaking to Colley and to a couple of the players, you know, the Christy Ring definitely is the focus. But as for tomorrow, they probably couldn't ask for a tougher opener, you know, Down. I remember being up at the Conor McCurk Cup last year, the very first game, and Down treated it like a championship match. Like, they came out all guns blazing and gave Derry an almighty hammering, it would have to be said. And they nearly peaked too early, whereas Derry sort of got going round the championship time. So I know Down were in the Conor McCurk Cup this year again, you know, and they were playing Antrim in the final. But, you know, tomorrow, you know, Derry's going to meet them. They're at home. But it's the toughest game of the league.